Welcome back to our weekly podcast in which we dive in into all things. Not all things, because I'm not Jamaican. All things random. The people have asked, and we've delivered. The people wanted my cousin to be on the podcast, and guess what?
Guess what, bitch? Guess who's here?
Guess who back in the house?
Hey, bitch, who's clapping about?
Hey, los soniditos. Hey, we stand listless. Yes. Bitch. In today's episode, we're going to talk about first times.
First time.
Everybody loves a first time. Let's get the big elephant of the... You know. The little got me. Yes. The pink elephant in the room is first time we had sex. Ding, ding, ding. This is very... Para mí no es controversial porque yo empecé a tener coito a muy temprana edad. A muy temprana edad. Ok, yo le voy a contar mi primera vez. Mi primera vez fue muy divertido. Yo quiero creer que fue muy divertido.
Exactamente, tu parte.
Sí, mi primera vez con una mujer no cuenta. Eso fue un desastre.
Fair enough.
So my first time with a guy, he listens to this podcast.
Gag, yes.
Now he's a go-go dancer in New York. Yes, I'm spilling all tea.
Hi, go-go dancer in New York.
All right, now. Well, yo creo que yo estaba en octavo.
Sí, damn.
Sí, yo estaba en octavo y... Sí. Sí. Octavo. Prueba nacional. Entonces, él y yo siempre nos íbamos para su casa a comer. Y... Oh, yo, I'm so vintage fish. You know how we did it? Because we were watching porn. But guess where, bitch?
Where?
VHS. He had a whole VHS thing and we were watching porn. Bitch! I felt so fish. I felt real fish. Entonces, él puso su VHS. Mind you, everybody has seen the VHS from school. And everybody was gagging, like, oh my god, uh-huh. Pornography. And it was the crankiest porn. Era como de esta mujer dominicana, de, ¿quieres conocerme? Ven a mi país. Yeah, we were watching that. So I obviously got an erection.
Of course, as you usually do.
Hold on. A smoke break. Cigarettes. You gotta keep it clean, bitch. Now that Apple Podcast doesn't want to post my shit because they say I curse, I'm gonna curse more, bitch. Okay, let me spill the tea on that.
Okay.
Mr. Apple Podcast, they told me to get a sound engineer and to not curse so much, and that my podcast is not a clear language. I call homophobia. I call homophobia. That's racist.
That is racist. Homophobia. That's sexist.
Sexist.
Xenophobic. Whatever you want.
Anyway, so we're watching the porn, right? Back to the story. We're watching the porn. I get hard. He gets hard. Pero él era de estos carajitos. Tú sabes que siempre como que hay un carajito en los coros que tiene como que el fuego a los 3 años. Que a los 3 años ya yo están con el maldito fuego de quiero rapar.
Yeah.
Él era ese carajito. Y él me... So he pulled out, right? He pulled out his thing. Bitch.
And you're like...
That nigga was... Oh, the N-word. We're gonna beep, beep. That boy was packing.
Damn.
He was... Girl! And that was my first one. So I was like,
You were like,
I'm about to get anal reconstruction surgery after this. So when he pulled out and I saw, I'm like... And he was such a twink and like a sissy.
Honestly, I feel like twinks usually have big dicks.
I know about that. Anyway, after he pulled out, I saw it, but I was acting like como que no me importaba. Yo estaba como que,
Okay, mm-hmm. Pero dentro tú estabas como que muriendo.
Yo dentro quería como que volarle arriba. Yeah, but entonces he pulled out and he started jerking off. And you know what? I felt comfortable.
You're like,
how about
that?
Yes. I'm like, you know what? I let my hair down. I took out my pinchos. I took out my pinchos and I started whacking. Like, I went ham. Like, mm-hmm. Yes. So after he saw that I got comfortable, he was like, you know what? Why don't you let me do it to you? I'm like, no. En verdad, esa edad, eso fue muy chocante para mí. Yo me quedé de que, ¿qué? ¿A mí? ¿Esta no es chacata? ¿Qué? Yo, ¿qué? ¿Yo qué? Pero obviamente lo dejé, porque dime.
I mean, yeah.
Con este fuego que tenía yo. Yeah, the first time that I jerked off 6 times in a motherfucking row.
Damn.
Bitch, that was the longest shower ever. My mom knocked on the door like, nigga, why are you trying to clean? So then, after he started jerking me off, I came instantly. I mean,
it was like magic.
It was, I know, I was mind blown. I was like, oh my god, a hand job. And he gave very good head. And then I got comfortable enough in which I gave him, I performed fellatio.
Okay.
Okay.
You like fancy.
Yes, ma'am. And after that, we did it like 4 or 5 times after that. And then he got a condom. And I was like, I'm like, girl.
Okay.
Yeah, shit's getting gaggy. That was the gag of the season.
You were like, gaggery.
After that, he... Okay, so I thought that he was going to put the condom himself. Gag of the set.
No,
yes,
man.
He did.
Oh, no,
he
man.
He did. He went and put the condom on himself. And he was like, oh, why don't you fuck me? I'm like...
Like,
the gay jumped the fuck out. I was so gagged.
Like,
but I stand. I was like,
damn.
Yes. So then he got on. This is no lie. It only took like 3. He like jumped on it 3 times. It was like over, bitch. Yeah. That was a lot. And after I came, I felt so embarrassed. Wow. And I tried to keep going, but no. I mean, Mike, you know this. After you come, you're not very. At that time, after I came, I was so weak because it was the first time. So I felt like my knees were shaking. I was dehydrated. I'm like, I need water. So I tried to continue, but it just didn't work. He was like, you know what? Yeah.
It's not happening. It's just...
Yeah. But the gag was that after that, he went and took a shit right next to me. And I'm like, you are nasty.
God. Mm-hmm. I mean,
he felt comfortable.
A bit too comfortable. Too comfortable.
Okay, Liz, we want to know about your first time. And you know that your mother's going to probably listen to this.
I'm fine with that. I'm fine with that. Well... The thing is that my first time is not really my first time because we did do like things that were not penetration. It was with my first boyfriend.
Okay.
So we just like did things beforehand, like, you know, we gave each other oral and, you know, whatnot.
Yeah.
And everything.
Everything
but the deal. And then I think we were like 18. I was in tercero year. I was like already an older.
Yeah, you were like a older. You were like what, 17?
I was 18.
You were 18 when you lost your virginity?
Yes.
Come on, morals. Come on, family values.
Yes, it's because I promised my mom. Like, for some reason, she made us promise.
And you lost your virginity on your 18th birthday, did you? Because you were like, ah!
Not on my 18th birthday, but close to the date.
She had all that time just like waiting with the condoms there. Like, is it time?
The time has come. En posición fetal. Oh, yes.
El día como que tonight.
Winter is coming. Winter is coming.
But then, well, we were talking about twinks, so yes, we got a big dick up in the house.
Yes!
So my virginity was like in 2 parts, because the first time, I bled a lot, and it hurt a lot,
oh my
and I cried.
God. And you cried?
I cried.
While he was trying to penetrate you?
Yeah.
Yo, Liz, you ain't shit.
I know, like, he put like halfway in, and I was like crying. I was like, no, I don't want this. Stop.
Non-relatable.
No, and then he was just like, his face was so funny because he went from like smiling to okay, fine, we'll try again some other time. And the other time it was fine, like I just
The time after that,
yeah, because then like it was the day after, I think, and I was like, okay, let's try again, let's like get this over with. And I just bounced on that dick.
I mean.
And then for some reason, we always went to motels. Like, we could do it at my house because my mom was never there. And I know she wouldn't mind because I was 18 already. But for some reason, we always went to motels.
And who paid? Did you ever pay?
Sometimes I paid, but
oh, like you were really in love.
Yeah, and plus I worked and stuff. Like, you know, I've always been like independent. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't like people to, like, buy shit from me all the time. Mm-hmm. But yeah, he usually paid because I wasn't gonna pay no money.
Did you ever go to a fancy one?
Yes.
Yeah, spill the tea.
Oh my god, this is I don't think I told you this before. It was the day before he left. That's when we broke up.
Yeah, I broke up that day. No, Liz, you ain't shit.
No, we didn't break up that day. Oh my god, we broke up like a few months after the virginity thing, because he was like, okay, this is gonna sound really bad, but to be honest, I was already like tired of the relationship. Like, I wasn't feeling it no more. He wasn't it.
Nah,
so,
he definitely.
Yeah, and then he was gonna leave to the United States. So I was like, ah, me dejame enganchar, me de aquí. So.
Tú dije, déjame escaparme por ahí.
Déjame agarrarme de esta.
Vete tranquilo, que yo no te importo.
Yo estoy heavy. So then we broke up like a week or two before he was gonna leave. And then the day before he was gonna leave, he took me like to a fancy restaurant. Wine and everything.
Wine?
Yeah, like one of those. He bought like a whole bottle. Like,
girl,
one of those,
we're trying to get you fucked.
Girl, I. Que tú te vas a morir cuando yo termine esto. Okay. Tú te vas a morir. Then after the dinner, he was like, what you want to do? Like, do you want to go? And then he told me, thing was, ¿cómo este? ¿Qué pila de caro? Tahití.
Yes!
I was like, well, now.
No free promo.
Ah, gracias. Gracias. But then we went there. We got like a really nice suite. Yo, that shit is fancy.
Girl, we stand.
Damn, we got another bottle of champagne.
Claro, pero estaba tirando su parte de la liquidación, así de.
Arriba, and I was like gagging, I was living. And then he wanted to fuck me, but I was like, no. Because I told him at the beginning, like, I didn't want to do anything to do with him. He was like, yes, please, let's go out one last time. Like, I want to see you one last time. Like, he was begging. But I was over, like, I didn't, at the beginning, I like, he told me he was gonna take me to, like, a fancy place or whatever, but I didn't want to go, because I didn't want to, like, you know, it's over, like, I didn't want to keep that hope for him, but he insisted, and I was like, you know what?
Bitch! Yo te quiero viendo que no, pero tú dije, pero, tampoco.
Yeah,
you
I felt kind of bad because I did, like, you know, he paid all that money to get this.
And you're like, you know what? Why don't you grab this whole thing and just...
Yeah, I mean, I did get naked, but then we just didn't do anything.
You didn't do anything?
No.
The gagaroon.
That's how
you well, yeah, that's on first girl. Okay, that's on first times. The main first time
the
because
main first
girl,
time. A lot of first times.
Girl, we be talking for like 15 minutes and we stand.
Okay,
other fun. I mean, first times. Okay,
first
what
time
do you
getting drunk? That's always a funny one.
I mean, yo lo hice. Oh yeah, this is a funny one. so I. Yo me colé en estos 15. You know the ghetto. The ghetto had to jump out. Yo me colé en estos 15. Y estaba andando romo and I was like 13. You know.
Just, yeah.
Precoz de Entonces, yeah, they gave me a whole lot of drinks. And then my mom picked me up. And she was making fun of me because I was drunk as shit. And then I fell in the bathroom. And I had to get stitches. Yeah, that wasn't cute.
That was not it.
How was your first time getting drunk?
I had drank a lot before. Like, como que yo bebía. Y como que me ponía happy, tipsy, pero nunca mala. Pero fue unos 15 también. Pero a mí sí me invitaron, gracias.
You just had to throw the
shade. I just had to, like, you know, sprinkle it. We were all because it was like lo primero king, because you know that when kings started getting a thing, like, that's when girls in high school started, like, wearing heels.
Yes.
And
people start getting titties
and getting
and
all
everybody's like gagged. Yes.
Yeah, like, it was everything. So I was living my own fantasy. I was like, let's get this on the road. So we were, like, you know, all fancy drinking wine. Entonces después uno de los chambelanes, mi amor, sacó un pote de, creo que fue un Columbus, una vaina así.
Pero Libé, maldita
sea,
el robo malo te persigue desde tus principios.
Demonios. Ay, no digas nada. Pero nosotros nos fuimos entonces como para el patio de atrás, como que para donde no estaban los padres, whatever. Nosotros nos pusimos a jugar de que, ¿cómo era? Never Have I Ever con shots.
Pero esa edad, ¿qué, ¿cuál era la pregunta? Nunca he jugado en juegosgratis.com. ¡Tan, da tu trago!
I don't remember. It was a lot of stupid shit, really. But yeah, I got fucked up and then... Yo creo que fue mami que me fue a buscar. She was just like curándose de mí because I was like drunk as shit. Y después cuando yo subí por la escalera, yo me caí subiendo por la escalera.
I mean, that's just Thursday night for you, bitch.
Thank you. But I did fall asleep in the bathroom.
Okay.
Like on the floor of the bathroom, and then I threw up in the shower. You know, like keeping the separate line between...
Pues tú no eres una puerta. Donde tú vomitas, tú no te acuerdas. I mean, okay, so what piece of advice would you give somebody on just doing, I mean, first times in general? Like, por ejemplo, la primera vez que tú vayas para la universidad o para un curso, para lo que sea.
Like the first time in anything.
I mean, you know what I like? I like setting the bar high with me so that everybody can have the greatest expectations so that I can just like fail them all. So that after they get to know me, they're like, yo, you ain't shit. But the day they meet me, they're like, we stand.
Like,
I worship
yes,
you. So every time I have like a first day, I just portray myself as this beautiful flaming homosexual that has his life together, and like the three classes afterwards they notice how emotionally unstable I am,
and then they realize that you're just flawed like everybody else, and they scan even more.
Live for that twist, bitch.
I know.
Okay, why would you suggest somebody on their first time sex?
I mean, well, first of all, what I suggest for somebody that's gonna do something for the first time in anything is to go like with a positive mind, because if you're from the beginning gonna be like, oh, it's probably not gonna be good, or like, I don't like, if you're not sure or if you don't think you're gonna like it, like, don't even do
but
it.
You know what, con los hombres es más diferente que las mujeres, porque como uno lo que quiere venirse, uno a mí, uno lo que quiere ya get it over with. But with you guys, it comes a whole stigma
because
of society,
like,
just
like
calling you a
thing.
Bitch if you get
it's a
fucked.
Whole mental thing.
Yes, and the pressure, peer pressure, family pressure of just, and it's just Dominican, I don't think Dominican, I think like Latin culture in general.
Yeah, Latin culture in general.
They really like to preserve pussy. We worship pussy.
I know, like you worship pussy so much that you want it to be like...
Girl, but they make ladies... afraid of pussy. O sea, they put, o sea, como que ponen el vaina así tan, no, tú no puedes rapar, que ya the little girls are just like, oh my god, if I ever get wet,
like that's a
the devil
thing.
Himself's gonna come pick me
girl,
up
girl, and I'm gone. Nah.
But with guys it's not that hard, it's just it literally, if it gets hard, girl.
I mean, for girls I would use more like just like try to have fun. You know what I mean? Like, just try to have fun. Straight
okay.
up. Because, I mean, it makes it fun.
Pero, ¿tú crees que la primera vez, o sea, estaría bien irse con la expectativa de tener un orgasmo como mujer la primera vez?
No. Because it's probably not going to happen. Because the first time, your partner doesn't really know what they're doing. And you don't know what you're doing either. And it's kind of hard for a girl to have an orgasm.
But let's not act stupid. We know that our generation,
they're a bit smarter.
Nah, bitch, we are the jerk-off generation. Everybody started masturbating when they're like 7.
I know, right?
So you know how to come.
Yeah, but again, it's the first time you're with a partner. It's not the same as if you're like by yourself. Like, for example, for me, masturbating by myself, it's like easy for me to come or whatever. But the first time... I didn't, because you don't feel as comfortable with yourself as with someone new. That's the thing.
Whoa, Liz is giving the children the
yes,
lesson
ma'am.
They needed. We're going to take a quick break, and you're going to hear some random shit in between, but we stand.
We stand.
Ooh, yeah, yeah. Hola. Asesino, me mastate a
mi mamá.
Okay. Okay, so we're back. Okay, continuing on the topics of first times. Girl. Okay, ¿qué primera vez interesa? Como que define la vida de alguien. Okay, so we've already... anyway, a tip for first times, do it.
Yeah, just get it over with.
Just get it over with.
Get it over
Don't
with.
Be a pussy. Yeah, just do it.
What about your first breakup?
Oh, chat. Oh, no, this was not bad.
For me, it was so easy. I told you.
Well, my first breakup was with... Oh my God. Yeah, I almost spilled the tea.
Okay, go.
So I had a girlfriend, bitch. Mm-hmm. A whole ass girlfriend. And she listens to this podcast, too.
Girlfriend, like, not part of your...
Shut your crunchy ass up, man. Don't play with me. Anyway, so yo tenía a mi novio y toda la vaina. Yo tenía como 16 años. Loco, y cuando yo iba a la casa de ella, era como que una cura. Todo el mundo como que viéndola, como que tú sabes que él es un homosexual.
Como que tú lo entiendes, ¿verdad?
Sí, yeah.
And she didn't think you're gay?
I mean, ella me lo decía pila, dije, diablo, pero demonios, te partiste pero, pila. Yo dije, you know, I'm just artsy, you know?
You know, like, I'm just, you know, extroverted and stuff. This is me.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, she broke up with me, and yeah.
Did it hurt?
I mean, I was so cheesy. I found, like, a... En Ares, yo me puse a bajar. En Ares, yo me puse a bajar música triste, vaya. Y cuando terminó conmigo, me puse un audífono y estaba escuchando música triste de Ares. Y chateando los chats de Ares, que los mexicanos activos, que si no tienen, yo hablando, dándolo todo.
I hate you.
Your first breakup was alright.
It was alright. I wasn't too, like, heartbroken about it. Like, everybody was asking me if I was okay. And I was like, can y'all stop asking because I'm fine? Like, it's no big deal. Like,
I'm sure because I've had this... A lot of people that listen to this podcast have told me, oh, what are you going to spill the tea about your ex?
Well, are we going to do that?
I mean... This is what I'm going to say. Girl.
Spoilers.
Oh
yeah, spoilers. If you don't like spoilers, yeah,
spoilers ahead.
Please stay.
I mean, they can, like, fast forward, like, a few seconds.
I mean, stay, bitch.
Yes, Master Drag.
Anyway, so with my ex, you know, yeah, it, what can I say? I'm going to give enough. Okay, yeah, and I got to tell y'all something. If you know somebody that's going through a breakup, or they just went through a breakup, I don't know, recently, I don't know, even a year. If it was a serious relationship, a year could be the time that you're still, like, mourning your breakup,
yeah,
you know?
Because
people don't get over it. Yeah. If you're trying to date me, don't ask me so much about my breakup. So
yeah,
I went on this date, and this guy was, like, kept going about asking me... Sí, hablándome mierda y diciéndome que él sabía que yo, como, pero maldita sea, tú no tienes otra cosa que hablar.
I mean, it's not that, it's more like this date is about us, not about my ex. Like, if you want to know so much about my ex, date my ex.
Yeah, you better preach now. But yeah, what can I say? Yeah, it's over. For those who don't know, I was in a 3-year relationship with another guy. We lived together, we had lots of dogs, the whole shebang, but you know, things happened
and things don't work out,
people like move on, and
that's it.
That was what happened, and I'm not gonna address this topic anymore.
Fair enough.
Okay, anyways, to finalize the whole podcast, because we've been talking shit for quite some motherfucking time up in this bitch, and yes, I'm a curse, Apple Podcasts. A motherfucking, 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 bitch.
Anyways.
O sea, no te limites. Si tú quieres hacer algo, do it.
Yeah.
Si no lo quieres hacer, do it.
I would be like, try everything once.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Because you don't know if you like it or not.
That's unfair. I just say, never do crack.
Yes. That's
I mean, we saw, we saw Whitney Houston. We saw her. She didn't always love us. That was such a corny joke, but I stand.
I mean.
And yeah, okay, so we're done speaking about first times. I hope that you found some knowledge in our first times on things not to do and in things to do. And now I'm thinking about adding this as a permanent thing. I want you guys, and this is permanent, to follow my fucking podcast on every social media. We are in every fucking platform. We stand a promo.
Yes, ma'am.
Sabe jabón, pero es queso en todos los handles except Twitter. And yes, and if you like the show, give it a rating. It's not on, you can go to Stitcher and give ratings to it because that will help me get on the charts more. Ooh. And you know I'm a chart hopping queen. Even though the other podcasts be trying to come for the queen. They always beat me, but hey. I hate you. And yes, follow Liz is at Star Countess. I mean, follow her.
But don't talk to me.
But don't talk. How about that? That's
follow
fair.
Follow me, but don't talk to me. There you go.
And if you talk to me,
that's too bad for you because I'm probably not gonna answer. Oh no! This, you know what? If you talk to me, I will answer with a picture of one of my plushies because I have a lot of them.
I mean, you heard it first. You heard it. Facts are facts. Facts are facts, America. And next week, illiterate.
No, we stand.
In the next episode of the podcast, I will be addressing things with my grandmother, honey. So, yeah, better. I mean, if you're on Spotify too, just like the podcast so that it stays there and you could get like not notifications, but you can follow up when it's said. And yes, expect the one from my grandma.
Oh,
because
you're gonna talk to grandma.
I mean, yes, and we're gonna talk witchcraft with my grandma, honey.
Is it on Thursday?
It's tomorrow, and you're joining too. But the kids are gonna get that next week. Okay. Anyway, thank ya.